Greetings everyone, this is Char, and welcome to the Just Ask Char Advice channel. If you have a question for advice, you can send it to justaskchar@gmail.com. Today I have a letter from a gentleman, and I'm ready to get started. He writes, "Dear Char, my best friend and I met our wives while in the military. We hang out occasionally when we can for vacations, since we are on active duty, except for him. My wife saw him with another woman just a few days before we were scheduled to go on vacation. She said he was tongue-kissing this woman, and she knows he could not claim her to be. She wants to tell his wife, and I told her to mind her business. My buddy has always been a ladies' man. What my wife doesn't know is his wife is already considering divorcing him while he is now unemployed. I wish I knew what to tell him, but his marriage is a ship heading for the rocks. What advice would you give my wife about telling his wife and about his situation? Thank you for your letter." There is his side, her side, and then there is the truth. And that's in marriages and even relationships. You actually can only be a friend to your friend when he needs you and when he asks. It's good that you told your wife to stay out of it. I promise you that as women, we know when there's infidelity. There's always a sign. We can add it up and be delusional about it, or we can deal with it and figure out what to do next. She has to know about her husband. You mentioned that he was a ladies' man, so I'm pretty sure she's seen him in action. Now, what I would advise for your wife is to just think about the fact that we have that woman's intuition. She has it, and so does her friend. And also, if your wife was just to think about it, what would she tell her? And then what happens after she tells her? She goes to approach her husband and he denies it. Then what? I'm going to share a story with you a friend had told me. One day, she calls me and she gives me her new phone number and she gives me her new address. Usually when people move, they'll give you an update. They'll let you know if they're considering moving, because that is a big thing. You have to make plans and arrangements, so this particular phone call was a little strange to me. And after I got a chance to talk to her, because she was just making all her rounds with her friends and family to let everyone know her new location. So when we got a chance to talk and she was settled and everything, she told me that she was divorcing her husband. And she mentioned to me that one of her friends said they never saw anything. They didn't see it coming. And what my friend said, I always remembered. She said, "What was I going to say? I was going through what I was going through. But after I finished talking about it, I was going to go home to him the next day. So why sit there and talk about it?" And I really thought about that. I'm like, she's right. Because if you sit on the phone and talk with your girlfriends and complain about what your husband doesn't do, and anything else, what difference would that make if you're going to go home with him or go home to him the next day? So in other words, what I'm saying with giving that story, that woman, she knows what her situation is. We're on outside, we really don't know. And for her to just go to her girlfriend and tell her, you know, what she saw, she doesn't need that visual. And like I said, we have the intuition. She's been around him. She's intimate with him. She has some idea. And the fact that you mentioned that their relationship is not doing too well, it's on the rocks, well, that may be one of the issues that they're dealing with. So I would tell your wife to stay out of that. That isn't something that she should mention to her friend. If your wife friend wants to talk to her, your wife can just lend an ear. That would be support to her. And for you, just be there for your friend when he needs you. He'll talk to you, he'll pull you to the side, hey man, what you think of this and what do you think of that? But other than that, that's all you can do. We can only wish them the best. Thank you everyone for tuning back in to Just Ask Char. And if you have a letter for advice, just send it to justaskchar@gmail.com. And who knows, your letter may be the next letter that I read. And until the next letter, peace.